The 11th graders here in Jill Henry's AP government class are smart. They know that their school district is struggling. They knew that even before they started doing their election projects about this possible annexation. After all, the whole district is down to just about 1,000 kids. It's $60 million in debt, and people keep talking about the state potentially dissolving the district someday. Meanwhile, the kids' AP courses are dwindling. Their sports are limited.
Like, we don't have lacrosse, soccer, hockey.
We don't have any of the sports that cost a lot of money to play.
Student Marie Fisai says their textbooks are actually just pages hole punched into plastic binders.
We have, like, that's our textbook.
Oh, it's well loved.
That is Mrs. Henry. She had the kids vote at the end of their election projects if it was up to them. Would they have Ann Arbor annex Whitmore Lake, basically turning it into one big Ann Arbor school district? And the results were unanimous. Every single kid voted yes, but not for the reasons you might think, because these kids really love their school.
Like, we know our teachers a lot, like, one-on-one. It's smaller class sizes. Like, everybody basically knows everybody.
This is Taylor Bellisker. She's got an earnest face and a long, curly brown braid. And like the other kids, she says that this annexation is a good idea because it lets them stay in their current high school. They don't have to go to a school building in Ann Arbor unless they want to, and they don't seem to want to. Meanwhile, Ann Arbor parents are asking, wait, what is in this for our kids?
There's a lot to be gained for Whitmore Lake. I mean, this is like a lifesaver, a buoy for them. For us, not so much.
Susan Basquette is on the Ann Arbor School Board, and she says she has enormous sympathy for what Whitmore Lake is going through, but she believes that this whole annexation question is being rushed when it doesn't have to be. Even if the state does dissolve Whitmore Lake, that process would take years, she says. And right now, Basquette believes Ann Arbor would be basically buying a house without getting it inspected. What kind of shape are Whitmore Lake's buildings in? How much would it cost to revamp their programs, to reopen the middle school that they closed? The state would give Ann Arbor a $1.4 million grant to cover some of the annexation costs, though the district asked for a lot more. But others say that what Ann Arbor really stands to gain here is very, very simple. More kids.
In this model of funding, it's basically get more kids or you're going to be in a financial pinch soon.
This is Tom DeKaiser. He is the principal of Whitmore Lake High School. And he says that right now, every single Michigan school district is in the same tough spot.
Every year, there's an increase to costs. And if you're getting a set amount of dollars from the state, then the only way to get out of that spiral down is to either spend whatever you got in the bank or you try to get more students to get more money.
Annexing Whitmore Lake would give Ann Arbor's district a bigger footprint, suddenly putting them next to places like Brighton or Pinckney, which might even draw some of those kids into the district too. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.